going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning to you on a Wednesday morning. Happy that you could be here with us on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That is Kim St. Ange, the other end of the desk there. And, of course, Ethan Bright's running the board for us this morning. Matthew Rocchio in here helping us out as well. So we're happy to have him on board. And, of course, Sue Thomas is going to have the latest on your traffic for you there in just a few minutes. Hopefully we have a smooth morning commute. I don't think we have any more rain in the forecast till what, maybe Friday?
I hope. I'm tired
Friday
of this
or
rain.
Saturday, maybe. We're going to get a little bit more rain in here, looks like. If you're like me, I was out mowing the other day because, of course, with all that rain, the grass grew a couple of inches like overnight, it seemed like. And what do I notice? What do I notice? Like, I tried to do the right thing. I take care of my own yard. I put out the pre-emergent back in March, which is supposed to prevent the weeds from popping up to begin with. And that is like a moving freaking target. Can I just tell you that?
Don't get me started on weeds.
You always think that you've done the right thing, because I saw my neighbor Kevin, because he's got a great lawn. And I see my neighbor Kevin out there, and he's putting down pre-emergent. So I ran out, and I got a bag of it, and I put it out like the next day or two. So I know I did it at the same time he did it. And I'm mowing my grass the other day, and there's these little purple flowers and clover popping up all over my yard. And you know what I think it is? You know what I think? I think it's my wife's fault.
Yeah?
That's what I've determined.
What did Michelle do? She can't even defend herself.
That's what I've determined. She's probably out driving right now because she's got to go pick my son up. I think it's my wife's fault because she started feeding birds in our backyard. She thinks it's the coolest thing to put all this bird feed out there. Well, those birds go to the bathroom. And they're carrying seeds with them when they do that. And I think that she's transplanted a bunch of weeds in my backyard. That's the only conclusion I can draw.
I heard that you can make some salt mixture where you're just dissolving salt in water and you can add vinegar or dish soap and that it's very effective. I did not think I'd be this person. I'm so irritated with the weeds at our house. I can't keep
kill
up.
Them all?
We my husband and I took all the rocks out of the back and we put down that, not padding, what am I thinking of? It's supposed to be a layer
like
of
felt stuff.
I mean, albeit we did do a thin layer. The other one's more expensive that's thicker that probably would have been more effective. Nonetheless, it was a process because rocks were already down. Well, guess what? There's tons of weeds growing right through there.
Yep.
Give me a break.
It never fails. So anyway, I put some more weed killer down, and now I'm just waiting for it to rain again because it's that granular stuff, and it's going to need a little bit of water to soak into the ground and take care of that. So we're all in the same situation right now.
Scott on Facebook just said something that made me laugh because I forgot I had mentioned this in headlines. It's No Mow April in Webster Groves. They're actually encouraging people, please don't mow your lawn.
Why?
Because they're saying it's good for pollinators. The bugs that really like all those flowers and rely on them, I guess, they're saying, please don't mow your lawn. So they actually took back, they have a policy in place where your grass cannot exceed 10 inches in height. They eliminated that for the month of April.
10 inches?
I mean, it's like a jungle there. I've not driven through Webster Groves, but if any of you live there, could you send us a picture of what some of these lawns look like?
Yeah, when the last one with a little bit of common sense, please bring the American flag when you move out of Webster at some point. I'm sorry. That's over the top. That's crazy. Okay, coming up this hour, we're going to check in with Tanya J. Power. She's a reporter and host with Fox News Radio. The ADL is now claiming anti-Semitic incidents in the United States has reached a record high. And surprise, surprise, they've never seen numbers like this. And we're right in the middle of this conversation we're having with Harvard that's encouraging anti-Semitic behavior on campus. These other big campuses are seem to be fine with it. They're encouraging it almost. That's crazy. We're going to talk to Tanya coming up here after the break. But first, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We know that money does not equate a better outcome. And you have
actually
very,
Martha,
very difficult
Martha,
outcome.
Martha, sweetheart, listen to me.
Please don't call
it
me sweetheart.
It actually does. I'm sorry. My bad.
Martha McCallum chewing out Randy Weingarten there, the woke teachers union president, refers to another woman as sweetheart. Wow. And Martha just shut her down.
None whatsoever. Never did. The press runs away with things. No, I have no intention of firing him. I would like to see him be a little more active in terms of his idea to lower interest rates.
Yeah, so there you go. The president having to once again say, now, never said I was going to fire him. I said he needs to go, but I didn't say I was going to fire him. So more correction of the fake news in America.
I knew after reading Project 2025 that if Trump got in, it was time for me and my non-binary child to leave the country.
Rosie reporting live from where is she? Where'd she move to? Dublin, didn't she? Yeah, she moved to Ireland, and now she's tuning back in to let everyone know she's okay, but she had to move the minute Trump got reelected. Good riddance.
And they're being used in English language instruction at age 3. Some of them.
So Pride Puppy was the book that was used for the pre-kindergarten curriculum. That's
Pride Puppy. So if you missed this yesterday, the United States Supreme Court heard this court case about parents' rights, and it was sickening. It was disturbing to listen to the attorney for this school district in Maryland try to defend a program that introduces gay rights, pride, LGBTQ, leather, lace, to kids that are preschool students were being given this book. Neil Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and many cases were slack-jawed as they were trying to understand how the school district thought they could justify this. Listen to the rest of this bite here from Neil Gorsuch, because he's like, wait a minute, is this the one that it talks about identifying this by leather? And the guy goes, well, no. And he goes, wait a minute, I read the book. Don't tell me it doesn't.
And they're being used in English language instruction at age 3. Some of them.
So Pride Puppy was the book that was used for the pre-kindergarten curriculum. That's no longer in the curriculum.
That's the one where they are supposed to look for the leather and things and bondage, things like that.
It's right? Not bondage. It's a woman and a leather.
Sex worker, right?
No.
No?
That's not correct. No.
I read it.
Gosh, I read it. Don't tell me what it says.
The leather that they're pointing to is a woman in a leather jacket. And one of the words is drag queen in the search.
And they're supposed to look for those.
It is an option at the end of the book, correct?
Yeah, okay. And you've included these in the English language curriculum rather than the human sexuality curriculum to influence students. Is that fair? That's what the district court found.
To the extent the district court found that it was to influence, them towards civility. The natural consequence of being exposed.
Whatever, but to influence them.
In the manner that I just mentioned, yes.
Okay. Yeah. He got this guy to admit in front of the Supreme Court that the reason they subject your pre-K children to Pride Puppy is to influence. I mean, it's the obvious answer, but they've been in denial about it. Mm-hmm. And now you've got the guy to admit in front of the Supreme Court, we're absolutely doing it to try to indoctrinate your children.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, and so some people will argue, because three is ridiculous. I mean, Easton will be three in less than a year. That's crazy to me to think that he'd be exposed to that type of content.
I'll give him his own copy of Pride
Puppy.
Do.
It's been on his wish list, maybe for Christmas. If I don't get it for Christmas, please do so. Mark, I'd appreciate that. That's ridiculous. But you do have some people make the argument, okay, well, what about high school age students? Should they have some of these books available to them in their public school library? Now, I would make the argument, well, recreational marijuana is now legal, just like gay marriage is legal. And because you hear some people say, well, gay marriage is legal, so shouldn't that type of content be available to the students? Well, so is recreational marijuana, but should there be books about it in the public schools?
That wasn't the issue here, though. The issue here was,
well, should parents be informed?
A parent policy for middle school kids and younger that allowed them to opt out of this instruction. And the school district eliminated that opt-out policy, so they sued over it. The parents should absolutely have the ability to opt out. That's a separate question as to whether or not some of these books might be, not in curriculum, but might be available for 16 and 17-year-olds to read. That's a whole separate issue that I think they need to deal with.
But why don't they have to, just like they did during COVID, why are they not posting the lesson plans for parents to be able to scour through it and see if there's an issue that they have to bring up?
Because they're trying to hide it is what the simple answer to that.
If they have nothing to hide, they should have no fear of posting it.
Yeah, well, they don't. They want to do what they want to do to your children. They don't want the parents' input. That's a problem. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Tanya J. Powers. She's got this report from the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, talking about the biggest spike they've seen in anti-Semitic activity maybe ever. I mean, the numbers are pretty stunning. We'll get to Tanya on that when we come back.
The evidence of anti-Semitism on the campus. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that Harvard was guilty of discrimination that violated the Equal Protection Act. So right on top of discriminating against Asian Americans begins a pattern of anti-Semitic intimidation.
Yeah, that is talk show host Hugh Hewitt talking about that yesterday. And I think he's right. And it brings up this bigger issue of, you know, we've seen it all across the country. It's not just Harvard. It's been everywhere. And now there's a new report out on that. Tanya J. Powers with Fox News Radio is joining us this morning. Tanya, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
So the ADL has put out a report because obviously it's in their interest to track these things.
Well, yeah, they've been tracking them since, I think, 79?
Yes.
Is when they started this. And then the most recent numbers show that there's been, you know, an increase. This audit from the Anti-Defamation League identified 9,354 cases of assault, harassment, and vandalism for 2024, anti-Semitic acts, marking a 5% increase from 2023. If you look at the past 5 years to kind of get an idea of where things have gone, it's a 344% surge over the past 5 years in, you know, anti-Semitic, reported anti-Semitic, you know, incidents. The majority of those incidents, about 6,500 of that 9,000, were classified as harassment. You know, where somebody targets one or more Jewish people or perceived to be Jewish with language, anti-Semitic slurs, stereotypes, tropes, that kind of thing. The second highest had about 2,600 incidents, and that was vandalism. That's about 20% for 2024. These numbers are 2024. That's about 20% up from 2023, just to give you a couple of, I don't want to bury you in numbers here, but just to kind of give you an idea of the scale of things.
Quite a bit of this happened on college campuses across the country. And that's one of the reasons why Trump is threatening to pull all this funding from universities like Harvard. They're not doing anything about it. Did the ADL at all comment on colleges and the lack of enforcement?
It did give the numbers of anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses. It was up by 84% between 2023 and 2024, which tracks, because if you think about when, you know, the attack and the Hamas attack happened, you know, that happened between that time period.
Right.
And of course, things, you know, greatly increased after that. Many of those incidents did occur during protests on college campuses between mid-April and mid-May of last year in response to that war. That, you know, the headlines that we saw, the, you know, different campuses around the country. It wasn't just two or three schools. It was a whole bunch of them where these protests happened. And that is one of the, you know, the big drivers of this number.
Yeah, I wondered. So the 300% increase is over 5 years. Did they specifically mention, like, after October 7th, it went up 80%? Was that part of the statistic or not?
I'm sure that they have done the numbers, like, getting down to the nitty-gritty that way.
Date, yeah.
I'm not sure of what the number was after October 7th. That's a good question. I will also point out one thing that kind of also gives us a little bit more information into this, because this is, again, the Anti-Defamation League audit for 2024 that we're talking about these numbers from. There is also reporting, as a matter of fact, it's out today, and the Associated Press has a story about it, the annual report about global anti-Semitism from Tel Aviv University. That also gives us a little bit more information on this, that the anti-Semitic attacks, according to them, have increased since the war in Gaza began. The numbers declined slightly last year from the peak that was immediately after the Hamas attack on October 7th. So their report does give a little bit more detail as to the timing of things, because it appears to be that, you know, the most of their reports on, you know, different anti-Semitism, you know, acts of anti-Semitism was directly after the Hamas attack, but apparently kind of went down over time. As of the past year. So they give a little bit more detail in their report as well.
Very good. Tanya J. Powers, always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks.
Take care. Yeah, you bet. Yeah, not surprising. I just had this conversation with a friend yesterday about the spike. And it's not just Harvard. Mm-hmm. It's happening here in Missouri as well. And why anybody thinks that's okay. I mean, it's almost like it's a look the other way attitude. Mm-hmm. If it deals with people who are Jewish, and the outcry would be deafening if it was a sharp 300% spike in LGBTQ violence or anything like that. There's just no comparison to the anti-Semitic behavior in this country.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's crazy. It's what it is. Coming up, we'll find out what the markets are doing. We'll check him and Nicole after this. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the fact that the incompetence at City Hall over here sometimes amazes even me because I report on it all the time. So remember right before the election day, it was announced that the city, the Board of Aldermen President Megan Green, was going to sue the state over state control of the police, claiming it violated somehow her First Amendment rights and it violated the Hancock Amendment. Well, the judge said, okay, before this can go forward, you've got to prove to me that you somehow can override the sovereignty of the state over city goings-on, and you have until Monday to respond. And the incompetent city just didn't bother to respond to the judge, so he threw the case out. That may get refiled. I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, that's really just embarrassing. I'm not a lawyer, but I have a Google Calendar, so I don't quite understand
I read the Fox 2 article that said that Kara Spencer, who's obviously the new mayor, had felt like it was being mischaracterized for a challenge to the state takeover, which is odd considering she's been vocal that she does not support it.
Right.
And so it almost... It's confusing because it almost makes it seem as though they decided, you know, let's just go ahead and get this one. Let's just not respond. Like, it was intentional that they didn't respond. That's what's odd about it.
I
agree. Did they just miss the deadline or was it intentional?
Just the old mayor was probably on board with it. The new one may not be, but it was Megan Green's name that was on the lawsuit, mm-hmm. and she's been there all along.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that for you coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's get to business, please. Good morning, Nicole Murray. How are you?
I'm hungry. How are you?
Oh, we're always hungry.
You're always honest with us, Nicole.
Yeah. Yesterday, we ate like kings around here. We had... Do you know what a kolache is?
No. What is that?
So, St. Louis Kolache is a great company here in St. Louis. And I'm trying to remember the history of it, but it's basically a roll that this delicious bread that is stuffed with... like sausage and gravy or eggs and cheese. I mean, they have a bunch of different varieties of it, but it's just baked inside of this roll. So you just bite into it and you get all that yumminess. And if you haven't had one, maybe we can ship you a couple of them frozen so you can try them.
Yes, please.
They're really good. I assume you can buy them. Maybe you can buy them and ship them.
Well, I just looked it up. Our kolache's a St. Louis thing, and it says that I guess St. Louis is the main area, but they're also popular in other regions like Texas and Minnesota.
It's delicious.
It's a Czech pastry.
Oh, Okay.
A traditional Czech pastry.
Mm. Mm. So now you're hungrier.
Yes.
Yes.
But you're going to mail them, so I'm not worried.
Well, considering the USPS takes like how many weeks to get something from point A to point B, you might get your kolache in 2026.
Nicole, your kolache is in the mail, so that could take a while.
Mm. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I won't. I won't. Now I'm hungry and cranky. Thank you. I know.
I'm sorry about that. What's going on out there?
Okay. Futures are sharply higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 1016. The NASDAQ up 429. The S&P 500 up 129. A former clothing boutique in St. Louis's downtown neighborhood owes its landlord over $200,000, according to a recently filed lawsuit. Bogen Acquisition has sued A Taste of Luxury in St. Louis County Court for failing to pay rent. Bogen says in the suit that it entered into a lease agreement with A Taste of Luxury in 2019. President Trump said he has no intention of firing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell before his term expires next year. Stocks rose following Trump's remarks. The Dow gained just over 2.6%, the NASDAQ climbed just over 2.7%, and the S&P 500 jumped 2.5%. The interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.9% from 6.81%. Last week, total mortgage application volume dropped 12.7% compared with the previous week. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Refinance demand is still higher than it was a year ago, but it is falling fast. The FDA has unveiled measures to eliminate petroleum-based synthetic dyes in the food supply by next year. This includes red 40, yellow 5 and 6, green 3, and blue 1 and 2. The policy change will hit food and drink companies like Pepsi, General Mills, and Kellogg. In an apparent move to crack down on password sharing outside of the home, Warner Brothers Discovery streaming service Max has launched a new feature called Extra Member Add-on. Similar to Netflix's paid sharing model, the new feature allows users to add an extra person who does not live in the same household to their subscription for a monthly fee. And finally, I know we've discussed this before, but I feel the need to mention, Japan has started the 4-day work week. The move aims to improve productivity and improve the work-life balance for employees. Iceland and Denmark have also already successfully implemented the strategy.
On a related note, Nicole Murray is moving to Japan.
I'm just saying, if all of these countries, we're going to get to a point where all of these places are going to have a 4-day work week. We're going to be the only one with a 5-day work week. We're not going to evolve and change with them.
No.
Why?
Because you don't want to be lazy. That's just laziness.
I mean, the 4-day work week is nice. It's not that I wouldn't appreciate having that. I actually could get on board with that. My only thing is, I think about all the small businesses that rely on people.
Yes.
And I know you can kind of scatter the schedules, and so maybe there is a way to work around that. They obviously, in some cases, had to with COVID. Many people adopted. I was partially furloughed, where I was working 4 days a week at my old job, but that was corporate.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But still, I feel for these business owners that are forced to do this and don't have a choice.
What about all the people that'll have more free time so they'll spend more money at the local businesses? Take that.
The people will probably be hungover and laying in bed or laying on the couch eating Cheetos and watching Netflix. You know what they'll be doing? They'll be sharing their Max subscription with their friend or whatever. Whatever that fee is.
Oh, my goodness. I hate how pessimistic you guys are about this. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I'm afraid you're right, Nicole. I really am.
It's not lazy. Productivity levels are still just as high in those countries. So the work is getting done.
Which countries?
I'm being serious. They say productivity levels do not suffer when they switch to a 4-day work week.
I was happier when I had a 4-day work week. I will vouch for that. It was way better.
Yeah, so take that.
All right, we got you. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you Friday. I appreciate that. Yeah, I would question that. I want to know who they is.
Okay, so Amy.
They who support a 4-day work week claim that you're more productive. They don't know some of the same workers I do, because I don't believe that that's the case. Would everybody like to have a 3-day weekend every weekend? Absolutely. And I know some people that have worked many years in their career, and they're able to scale back and some of them are in the financial services world, and they can get their work done in 3 or 4 days and have three-day weekends all the time. But I just think for most people, you're not going to get the same amount of stuff done if you take a full day away from them.
People on Facebook, Mama Kay and Amy, are saying, I don't want a 10-hour work day. I mean, I would assume that that's what these other countries are doing. They're not just saying, oh, let's just do 4 8-hour days. There has to be some sort of assuming that they work a 40-hour week, there would have to be some sort of a shift, right, to accommodate
for the day off? And the shift is that this is a slippery slope. The reason Greece went bankrupt, and it's not that the United States isn't almost bankrupt, but the reason Greece went bankrupt is that they were letting their residents retire at like age 50 with a full government pension. So they had nobody working to support the ones that were sitting on the beach all day, eating spanakopita. This is the problem. It's the minute you reduce it to 4 days, then somebody's going to want to go to 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand. There may be certain industries where you can get away with that. I'm not saying you should not allow it. I'm just saying to try to force everybody to do that would be a disaster.
We're thinking that all the people are like us, who actually care about their job and show up and do the work and are not complaining nonstop and finding every way you can to get out of the job and the work that comes with it. There's a sad group of people that just milk the system and are lazy. And I mean, I go to Walmart, and I'm not knocking Walmart because it's not just Walmart. I'm just using this as an example. I went there the other day, and the multiple workers are just sitting on their phone. One guy, you know where they bring all the carts in and they line them up?
Right.
He was sitting way in the back, like he clearly just brought the carts in, but was hiding behind all of them, leaning over a cart, texting. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, it's like no one even acknowledges you. I mean, that's the kind of people that you're dealing with when you're thinking about, oh, 4-day work week, they'd be way more productive.
Yeah. I don't see it happening. Maybe Nicole's right. But you can wish for a lot of things.
I wish for $1 million. Doesn't mean I'm going to get it.
Coming up, we'll get to In Other News for you here in just a couple of minutes. At the top of the hour, we're going to get the Lieutenant Governor on here, David Wasinger. He's been down there overseeing what's going on in the Senate. And, of course, that's a big deal. Another thing that he works on a lot is Buy Missouri Day, which is taking place at the Capitol to encourage people to buy from Missouri businesses. We're going to get the Lieutenant Governor here about 7:08. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The climate activists, they're at it again, this time in New York City. You know that Wall Street Bull that's kind of iconic that
yes,
people take pictures
I've
in front of?
Yes, I've seen it. Yes,
well,
indeed.
Well, they decided that it was a good idea to spray paint it with green graffiti because they were just outraged. You know, yesterday was Earth Day. We didn't talk about that. We should have spent a lot more time on that, Mark.
Earth Day was started by a murderer. So why would I talk about that? I have no interest in that. It's silly.
Well, they
Republicans are the original environmentalists. I don't need to hear from these people.
They saw cops and they immediately started wiping off all the green spray paint. I mean, at least have some guts and leave it on.
Maybe,
are you that big of a chicken?
And this will be controversial. Maybe what they heard was Pam Bondi say, we're having zero tolerance for this crap, and you could go to jail for 10 years if we convict you of it. So they painted, what word did they paint on the big bull, Kim?
Greed equals death.
Wow.
These
are the same people that would turn right around and argue to you that Donald Trump is trying to interfere with the independence of the Fed. These are the same morons who have no idea that the people on Wall Street are run by the Rothschilds, just like the people at the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, the irony is rich here, I think.
Yep.
I don't know. Speaking of which, what did you do on 420? Did you celebrate with a toke? Here's something you probably need to know. Marijuana hospital visits linked to dementia diagnosis within 5 years.
Yikes.
Yeah. So the CNN story on this even led with the 420 thing. When lovers of marijuana get together to celebrate their fondness for weed, yet research shows that regular users of marijuana are at risk for a number of serious conditions, including strokes, heart attacks, cardiac arrhythmias, heart failure, and myocarditis, which is the inflammation of the heart muscle, famously caused by the COVID shot as well. Now an increased risk of dementia can be added to the list, according to a large study of more than 6 million weed users published April 14th in the journal Medical Association Neurology.
All the weed smokers are like, no, man, it helps me chill out, bro.
I love it.
It's really good for my stress levels. Who cares?
Someone who has an emergency room visit or hospitalization due to cannabis has a 23% increased risk of dementia within 5 years compared to somebody who was at the hospital for another reason. They have a 72% greater risk compared to the general population. So maybe you're just trying to hurry it up. I don't know. But there are a lot of indications here that there are problems that extend beyond whatever the other risk of smoking is in general. And in this particular case, one thing they warn about is that the pot they're growing these days is so much stronger than it was 30 years ago because the mad scientists have gotten together and created the strongest cannabis plants they can. Mm-hmm. You see them on the billboards bragging about the best strand of marijuana that you can buy at this dispensary or that dispensary. So it's stronger than it ever was. And now they're saying they're finding a link to dementia.
Well, isn't it so nice that 420 fell on Easter? And isn't that just lovely? All the people who were going to church high because they want to celebrate 420. They're big advocates for that. I mean, this is such a big industry now. How many dispensaries do you see around the state of Missouri now when you're driving around the St. Louis metro?
Sure.
They're everywhere.
Because people are getting rich.
You're popping up everywhere.
It was all about the money. That's all it was ever about.
People don't care about money. That's not what it's about, Mark.
Or maybe they've forgotten that they care about money.
They're so high they forgot. Come on, bro. Chills me out.
Dude.
Man.
Dude. That's funny. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Missouri's Lieutenant Governor David Wasinger. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi.